News Talk 1620 WTAW Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department. Unfortunately, having to start off with talking about criminal activity and something that happens every once in a while, have a series of tire and rim thefts, and we've had some more.
Yes. Last night we experienced four tire and rim thefts from four different vehicles. It was in the area of Venice Street and Positano Loop, which is right off of Old Reliance Road near Austin Estates, kind of by Rudder High School. Happened sometime between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. So we're asking that if anyone has any information to contact the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300. And, you know, even if, I mean, we get these from time to time. I think the last one occurred over on the west side of town. So, you know, be vigilant if you see someone driving around late at night and they have a lot of tires in the back of their car. You know, don't feel scared to call us and just give us the license plate. And, you know, it's just something for us to follow up on. It could be something legitimate, but it could be related to tire and rim thefts as well.
Something unrelated to this, but something we also talk about on occasion, those who decide to not lock up their vehicles and bad things happen.
Right. With the influx of students, it creates a bigger opportunity for our burglars. And the majority of our car burglaries are due to owners leaving their vehicles unlocked and leaving some items, you know, in plain view. So we're just asking that you take the extra 30 seconds to remove your items, hide them, you know, out of sight, out of mind, and lock your car. Because it's hard for us, if we see someone sitting in a car that, doesn't have any busted windows, and they're acting calm and just sitting there, we don't know that they're burglarizing your car. So you've got to lock your doors and help prevent these burglaries.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, and we're going to give you some reminders of a couple of upcoming events beginning this Saturday with the National Night Out Kickoff.
Yes, our National Night Kickoff is Saturday at the Target parking lot, September 20th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a great event for the whole family. There's all the emergency services are going to be there with their vehicles, with safety information, fingerprinting. There's going to be a lot of fun activities for the kids, fire demonstrations, things of that nature. So come out there. Also, during the same time, our National Safety Seat Check will be going on. It starts a little earlier. It starts at 8:30 and ends at 11:30. But you can bring your car seat, let them know how big you're, bring your child, and they will adjust your car seat appropriately to make sure that it is installed properly.
And we are coming up upon the end of the month, which means Texas Reds.
Yes, Texas Reds. This year is going to be, unlike last year, we had it on a Friday, Saturday. This year is going to be a Saturday, Sunday, so it's September 27th through the 28th. A lot of fun activities for the whole family. Steak cook-off. There's going to be wine and beer tasting for the adults, kids zone for the children, and music for everyone. And it includes a lot of local talent like Ruthie Foster, Dale Castillo, Katie Hamlin, the Band of Heathens, Jonathan Tyler and the Northern Lights, Soul Track Mine, and a whole bunch more. So it's free to get into the downtown area. Just costs you a little bit, it costs you to do the kids zone and the other activities. So more information on that, you can go to bryantx.gov. But just remember that if you do decide to come out and partake in the wine testing or the beer testing, to bring someone who is not going to be drinking and will drive you home.
And wrapping up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, we want you to slow down all over town, but especially in the 200 block of North Oral Rudder Freeway, which is 60 miles per hour. Construction zone right there near Furniture Row, and the 4100 block of Green Valley, which is 30 miles per hour near Briarcrest. It's in the Wheeler Ridge subdivision.
That's our update with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.